Welcome back, everyone. Today we're taking a deep dive into something you see every day but probably don't think much about, safety signs.
Interesting.
Our source material for today is called The Power of Visibility, and it makes a really compelling argument that safety signs are much more than just rules on a wall.
Oh, okay.
They're actually powerful tools for shaping behavior, you know, and really building a safer environment. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we see those signs everywhere, but we don't always think about the psychology behind them, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what I love about this source material. It dives right into the psychology of it all. It points out that at a basic level, we humans are just wired to respond to visual cues.
It's true.
So a well-placed, clear safety sign, it's going to grab our attention way more effectively than, say, a paragraph buried in a training manual.
Especially in a busy workplace, you know, where there's a lot going on. Those signs, they cut through the clutter and deliver those important messages quickly.
Exactly. And it's not just about seeing a sign once, right? The Power of Visibility talks about the importance of repeated exposure. Like you see a sign over and over again and it starts to sink in.
Absolutely. It becomes ingrained. It's like those catchy jingles that get stuck in your head, but for safety.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that. So explain this a little more. How do these signs actually change our behavior if we're not even consciously thinking about them?
Well, it's a concept called cognitive priming. Basically, repeated exposure to a message, in this case, a safety message on a sign, primes our brains to think a certain way. So the next time we encounter a situation related to that message, we're more likely to respond in a safe way, even if we haven't consciously thought about the sign in that moment. Like you see a sign showing proper lifting technique a bunch of times a day, and then later on when you go to pick up a heavy box, you're more likely to remember to bend your knees, even if you're not actively thinking about that sign right then. It's become a bit automatic.
Wow, that is fascinating. So those signs are kind of working on us behind the scenes, shaping our actions in ways we might not even realize.
Yes, exactly. It's subtle, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it's not just about cognitive priming either. There's another psychological element at play here. Social conformity.
Oh, right. Like how we tend to follow the crowd, even if we don't realize it.
Exactly. We humans are social creatures. You know, we like to fit in. So in a workplace, if you see all your colleagues wearing their safety goggles, you're much more likely to do the same, even if no one's specifically telling you to. It becomes the norm, the expected behavior.
That makes me think about how we all kind of adapt to the culture of our workplaces. You see everyone else doing something a certain way, and you just naturally fall in line. But this source material, The Power of Visibility, goes on to highlight a real danger in this, in workplaces in particular.
Complacency. When we get too comfortable, too familiar with our surroundings, we start to let our guard down. We might overlook potential hazards. It's like driving the same route every day. Suddenly, you don't notice a new pothole until it's too late. And well-maintained safety signs, they can counteract that complacency. They act as those constant reminders.
Yeah, like they're saying, hey, pay attention. We're still important, even if you've seen us 1,000 times.
Exactly. And this is crucial for those veterans, you know, the workers who've been doing the same job for years. They might be prone to that, I've done this 1,000,000 times, I know what I'm doing mentality.
Right, right. But what about new employees? They're not complacent. They're just learning the ropes.
That's a great point. For new employees, well-maintained safety signs can be incredibly valuable. Imagine walking into a new workplace and the first thing you see is clear, consistent, well-maintained safety signage. It immediately sends the message that safety is a priority here.
Yeah, those signs become guideposts, right? Helping them navigate the workplace safely from day one.
Absolutely. And The Power of Visibility goes a bit deeper into how those signs influence behavior. They actually make people more likely to do a proper risk assessment before starting a task.
Oh, interesting. So they stop and think about the potential hazards before just jumping in.
Exactly. And they also promote vigilance even during routine activities. So those signs are really working on multiple levels to enhance safety.
That's powerful. So we're not just talking about reminding people of the rules. We're talking about actually shaping behavior and building a culture of safety.
That's the key takeaway here. Those well-maintained safety signs, they're more than just information. They're a reflection of a company's values. They send a message that they care about their employees' well-being.
And that message resonates, doesn't it? It creates an environment where safety is top of mind for everyone.
Absolutely. And that's where the real power of visibility lies.
Okay, so now I'm really curious. How do we go from simply posting signs to creating that culture of safety?
Well, it's not just about quantity, right? It's about quality and understanding. We need to see those signs as more than just rules on a wall. They're a representation of the organization's values.
So it's about the message behind the signs, not just the signs themselves.
Exactly. And what happens when those signs are neglected, faded, outdated?
Well, it sends the opposite message, right? Like, we don't really care that much about safety.
Exactly. It undermines the whole effort. And the power of visibility actually draws a really stark contrast between the effects of well-maintained signs versus those neglected ones.
Oh, okay. So what happens when those signs are clear, up-to-date, well-maintained?
Well, you get consistent adherence to safety protocols. People understand what's expected of them. Visitors, contractors, everyone's on the same page.
Right, that makes sense. And it reduces the risk of accidents caused by miscommunication.
Exactly. And it also fosters a sense of trust and encourages employees to actively participate in maintaining a safe environment.
So it's a win-win situation. Employees feel safer, and the company benefits from a more engaged and safety-conscious workforce.
Precisely. And that's just the beginning. The power of visibility dives even deeper into the impact of signage on individual accountability and behavior.
Okay, well, this is already incredibly fascinating. I can't wait to explore those aspects further.
Me too. Let's dig in. You know, one thing that the power of visibility points out is that the effectiveness of these signs, it's actually measurable. Like, there are studies that show a direct link between well-maintained signage and a decrease in workplace accidents.
Really? So they've actually quantified this. That's fascinating. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. They get into the specifics. Like, one study found that workplaces with clear, well-placed signage, they saw a 20% reduction in accidents related to using equipment the wrong way.
Wow. 20%? That's significant.
Right. And another study, it showed a 15% drop in slips, trips, and falls in areas with those really noticeable warning signs.
Okay, so this isn't just about feeling safer. It's actually leading to tangible results.
Yeah.
I mean, a 20% reduction, that could be a serious injury prevented.
Exactly. And this really highlights how investing in good signage, it's not just some nice to have, you know, it's a smart move, you know, that can really impact a company's bottom line.
Yeah, you'd think more companies would jump on that, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you see those numbers.
You'd think so, but, you know, like we were talking about earlier, complacency can be a big problem. It's easy to think, oh, well, we haven't had an accident in a while, so things must be fine. But that's a risky way to think.
Right. You can't get complacent with safety.
No, you can't. Safety, it's got to be an ongoing thing.
Always improving. Always staying vigilant.
Exactly. And that's another thing the power of visibility talks about. Proactive safety.
Proactive safety. Okay, explain that.
So it's not just about reacting to hazards after they've already happened. It's about creating an environment where people are looking out for those hazards, you know, and taking steps to prevent them in the first place.
So it's about being proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And good signage can really help with that. Those signs that remind you to wear your safety glasses, you know, they're not just rules. They're like cues.
To think about safety.
Right. To think about safety before you even start a task.
I like that. It's like those signs are saying, hey, take a moment, you know, and think about the potential dangers here. Are you wearing the right gear? Are you taking the right precautions?
Exactly. They're encouraging people to be more aware, to take responsibility, you know, for their own safety and for those around them.
It's like those safety moments they have in some workplaces, you know, where everyone pauses for a minute and looks around for hazards. Those signs could really reinforce those moments.
Totally. The signs are like a visual anchor for those safety practices.
I like that, a visual anchor. Okay, so we've talked about how these signs can reduce complacency, promotes proactive safety behavior. But what about accountability?
Right. The power of visibility gets into that, too.
How do these signs actually influence accountability in the workplace?
Well, they act as visual reminders. You know, they're right there in front of you, reinforcing the importance of following those safety procedures.
So it's not just about individual compliance. It's about creating that culture, that shared responsibility for safety.
Exactly. Like those signs that say report any unsafe conditions. They're not just passive statements. They're encouraging action.
They're giving employees the power to speak up, to be part of the solution.
That's right. And all of this can lead to some pretty interesting changes in behavior. The power of visibility actually gives a bunch of examples.
Oh, like what?
Well, for instance, studies show that people are way more likely to wear the proper safety equipment if they're constantly reminded to do so.
Makes sense. out of sight, out of mind, as they say.
All right. So if you have those signs strategically placed, you're going to see a big increase in the use of safety glasses, gloves, you know, all that stuff.
So it's not just about having the equipment available. It's about nudging people to actually use it.
Exactly. And it's not just equipment either. Signage can also influence how people perform tasks. Like if you have a sign that shows the proper lifting techniques, you're going to see a reduction in back injuries.
Oh, that's a great example. It's like having that visual guide right there in the moment when you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this impact, it goes beyond just that one task. You know, it can actually influence long-term habits.
So it's not just about compliance in the moment. It's about building those lasting safety habits.
Yes. And that's where the power of visibility really dives deep. It goes beyond just listing the benefits of signage. And it really gets into the psychology of it all. You know, how those visual cues, they interact with our subconscious minds. It's fascinating stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely intrigued. What are some of the key psychological insights they highlight?
Well, we've already touched on cognitive priming, you know, how repeated exposure to something can influence our thoughts and actions without us even realizing it.
Right, like that catchy jingle effect.
Exactly. But there's also this concept of framing, like how the information is presented can really impact how we perceive it and how we act on it.
Okay, so give me an example. How does this framing work with safety signs?
Well, think about a sign that emphasizes the positive outcomes of following safety protocols, you know, versus a sign that focuses on the negative consequences of not doing it.
Oh, I see. So one is more encouraging, while the other is more like a warning.
Exactly. And the research shows that that positive framing, it's generally more effective. People are more likely to respond to it, you know?
It's like the carrot versus the stick approach.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's where good design comes in. The power of visibility really emphasizes this. You need to have signs that are clear, that are informative, but that are also visually appealing.
So we're not just talking about black text on a white background.
No, not at all. Think about using colors, images, you know, maybe even a little bit of humor to make those safety messages stand out and be memorable.
Yeah, you want people to actually pay attention.
Right.
Not just glance at it and move on. It's like the difference between a boring textbook and an engaging graphic novel. They both contain information, but one's way more likely to grab you.
You got it. And then, of course, it's not just about the design. It's also about placement. You got to put those signs where people are going to actually see them.
Makes sense. A great design is useless if it's hidden in a corner where nobody looks.
Exactly. You got to think strategically about placement. Think about traffic flow, lighting, even the height and angle of the sign.
Wow. There's a lot more to it than I realized.
Right. It's about thinking of those signs as a key part of the environment, not just something you tack up as an afterthought.
It's about making safety visible.
Exactly. And when you do that, you really create a workplace where safety is front and center. And, you know, it's not just about the physical environment either. The power of visibility, it also talks about how those visual cues, they play a role in a company's online presence too, especially when it comes to safety.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Do you mean like how a company presents its safety culture on its website?
Yeah.
Or on social media.
Exactly. Think about those websites, you know, the ones with those really prominent safety pages, the ones that really spell out their commitment to keeping their employees safe, or social media posts, you know, the ones that highlight safety initiatives or celebrate employees who are doing a great job, you know, when it comes to safety.
Right. So it's like extending that visual language of safety beyond the physical workplace.
Exactly. And it's a really powerful way to communicate a company's values, not just to their employees, but to potential employees, you know, to clients, to investors.
It's like sending a message.
Mm-hmm.
We take safety seriously. It's part of who we are.
Exactly. And that external visibility, it can actually have a ripple effect, you know. It can influence industry standards. It can encourage other companies to step up their game.
Right. It's like raising the bar for everyone.
Yeah.
Making safety less about just checking boxes, you know, and more about a core value.
Absolutely. And speaking of values, the power of visibility also talks about the importance of recognizing and rewarding employees who are really contributing to a safe work environment, you know, like those safety star awards.
Oh, yeah. Or even just like public acknowledgement, right?
Oh.
Just saying, hey, we see you. We appreciate your efforts. You're making a difference.
Exactly. Because that recognition, it reinforces that positive behavior.
It shows people that safety matters, that it's valued.
Yeah. And it can inspire others to do the same. You know, it creates that culture where safety is something to be proud of.
Okay. So we've got this multi-layered approach.
Right.
We've got those physical signs in the workplace. We've got that online presence. We've got recognition programs, all of it working together.
Right, inside and out, all focused on safety.
So it's not just a program, it's a mindset.
Absolutely, and that's really what the power of visibility is all about. It's about going beyond compliance and creating a workplace where safety is just how things are done.
It's a part of the culture.
Exactly. And this book, it offers some great insights into how to get there.
So we've talked about a lot today, haven't we? The psychology behind those visual cues, you know, how they can influence behavior, increase accountability, and how they can really shape a culture of safety.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion. And, you know, the thing is, all of this, it applies to way more than just the workplace.
Oh, totally. Think about public spaces, think about schools, even our own homes. We're surrounded by these visual cues.
Exactly. So next time you're out and about, pay attention. Notice the signs, you know, the symbols, the colors, even the messages. They're all around us, influencing our actions.
It's like becoming aware of this whole hidden language that's shaping our behavior.
I like that. A hidden language. And maybe, you know, maybe this awareness will inspire you to do something.
Like what?
Well, maybe you'll suggest some improvements at work. Or you'll point out a hazard in your community, you know? Or maybe you'll just make your own home a little bit safer.
Right. It's about taking that next step.
Yes. Because safety, it's not just about rules and regulations. It's about looking out for each other.
It's a shared responsibility.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive into the power of visibility.
Yeah.
I hope everyone listening found this as fascinating as I did.
Me too.
And remember, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
You know, stay curious. And never underestimate the power of visibility.
Well said.
Until next time, everyone, stay safe.